This is HM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Diggs, and I'm speaking with Luke Forbes. He is a community organizer, a film director, and a podcast owner. How are you doing today?
How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
NASA kind of, like, there's some Black scientists. I shared a few on my social media page that were Black females, kind of like helped push NASA to a whole nother level. There's a lot of Black females that helped with the engineering, even like the satellite development and things like that, as well as the formula to really navigate space itself was done by Black individuals. So it's like, it's saddening when we don't see that push forward and we see that whitewash, but it's not surprising when growing up in our communities, we weren't taught about Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Definitely. Okay, so I want to touch upon, you know, you being a witness to assault. Now, how has being a witness to assault affected your daily life?
And which assault are you referring to?
The one that you went to jail for 7 years for?
Oh, so that actually did change my life a lot, because I was with these guys and they did that and I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just basically looking for the in crowd. And it basically helped me realize I had a kind of a Peter Parker moment where he realized that if you're not stopping it, you're just as bad as the people doing it. So this is why I'm the way that I am now, because of that situation. Like, if I wasn't there to witness that and ended up doing the time that I did, I'm not 100% sure to say that I would want to be a superhero. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to help people and stop people from going through any of the traumas or pains that they may be facing, and just do my due diligence and even helping those individuals who want to harm those people, because, you know, hurt people. And a lot of the times crimes are committed by people who have no better way of expressing themselves or finding the resources that they need. So that's kind of why I am the way that I am. So that experience helped shape me into a better person.
Can you give a description of the assault that took place for my listeners?
So I was with two other individuals when I was 15 years old, and we were walking down the street. Things kind of just went hectic when one of my co-defendants basically hit a gay man. We didn't know that he was gay at the time, with a stick. And we kind of ran off after that.
So it was a hate crime.
I didn't really know how to react to that situation at the time of my age. I kind of just kept chilling with them and hanging out with them. Again, now I see where I was wrong, and I see how I wish I can actually rewind and intervene in that situation, because, like, it changed everyone's life there. It changed the victim life dramatically, where he was just assaulted for no reason. It changed my life as a 15-year-old to have to be in a situation like that. It changed both my co-defendants' lives, where they're still incarcerated. So, like, that situation, I wish I would have actually, like, intervened more, because I could have stopped four people's lives from changing.
Right. What were your first thoughts when you got sentenced for something you didn't do?
My first thoughts was, I shouldn't be here. I had a scholarship to go to France, Italy, and England at the time to study. And I really kind of felt prideful over that, because, like, I would have a lot of people in my family, they didn't really graduate high school or go to college. So to have been the first person in my family to kind of go overseas abroad to study would have been amazing.
Definitely.
And I was kind of heartbroken the fact that I couldn't do that, as well as the fact that I was being arrested for not hitting someone. I get, again, being a part of that situation, why I was arrested, but I just wish that it was handled with a lot more care. I was denied my youthful offender status and things like that, that I feel I should have been granted, especially because of my time of age.
Right. But, you know, the system doesn't care about that.
Yeah, the system does not care about none of that.
Right. All right. So let's talk about your filming life. What is Soon? Something out of nothing.
So Soon is actually the nonprofit that I developed. I'm the founder of. And our main goal and objective is to basically make something out of nothing and teach the community how to do things like that by focusing on science, math, and also discipline in order to actually do that.
So STEM.
Yeah, STEM programs.
Definitely. That's awesome. You know, a lot of kids need that, especially ones in inner cities that, you know, that don't have a lot of guidance.
Yeah, the ones that are in inner cities, that's literally the target that I am looking for. The ones that have less access. You know, Albany is actually, according to the Child Opportunity Opportunity Index labeled to be the worst city in America to raise a Black child because of the lack of opportunity. Yeah. The worst city in America out of all 51 states. We have the worst city. And we are the capital of New York. And you know how trendy New York is.
Right.
So if we suck at offering opportunities to kids, like that just says a lot.
Definitely. So you are clearly a jack of all trades. Who inspired you to have an entrepreneur mindset?
I want to say my uncle and my dad. My uncle, the way he used to punish us was really funny. He used to actually have us read books and write book reports. And I'm not just talking about Green Eggs and Ham. I'm talking about like 48 Laws of Power and Mastery and things like that. He used to also have us play chess a whole day. Like we couldn't do anything else but play chess. And like another one of the cool punishments he used to have us do was make animals out of animal foil and clay. So like he used to punish us in creative ways that really encouraged us to use our minds as well. He had his own business. He was a barber, and he had his own barbershop / beauty salon. So like I watched him be an entrepreneur. So that kind of like encouraged me to want to not only educate myself on creative things, also just business as well.
Right. For yourself, of course.
Mm-hmm. But to answer the question on film, I just did one short called Eternum, and we just finished another short that's going to be released later on this month. And just basically, we're just doing a lot of shorts and just entering into a few of these film festivals, hoping to see if we could get a full feature.
Where can we find your films at?
If you look on my Facebook, I post things all the time as to what I'm doing. My Facebook is Lukey Forbes, and so is my Instagram.
Okay. And what has 2020 taught you about people?
2020 has taught me that people are chameleons, that they blend into what you put them around. And that is a good thing and a bad thing, because that just means that people are adaptable. And it also could mean that people are sneaky. So you got to be aware as to what you have around you. And I've also seen a new humility inside of people, that humbleness is being drawn in and it is being created. And you're seeing a lot more individuals become more mature and start to step up for the places that haven't had that.
Okay.
And it's really a lot of the youth that's stepping up right now.
Isn't it? It's pretty amazing to see people in their early 20s or a little bit younger saying, like, kids my sister age, saying like, no, we won't go. You know, it's really interesting. It kind of brings like a tear. Okay. And what are some wise words you would give to entrepreneurs, but especially ones of color, you know, seeing the adversity that we face?
So there's an affirmation that I love hearing when I'm down or I feel discouraged. And I know a lot of people of color, as we try to strive forward in life, there are a lot of discouraging things. So I would like to leave these words. When others are sitting, you should be standing. When others are standing, you should be standing out. When others are standing out, you should be outstanding. And I live by that all the time. You got to make sure that you're going above and beyond, and you're doing your all in order to achieve your dreams. Because you don't win by doing nothing. You only win by losing a couple of times until you finally win.
Right. Okay. So what drives your passion?
What drives my passion? My struggle, the things that I've been through, the things that I've seen and encountered over the years. I believe that humans are what they have went through. Your consciousness is a development of all the things that you face in your life. And without all the mishaps, all the gains, all the loss and cries, you wouldn't be you without evolving into who you are. So I feel as if we need to go through everything that we go through in order to become us. So the only reason why I am ambitious is because I failed a lot.
All right. So this has been HM correspondent Erica Diggs, and I spoke with Luke Forbes.